Fort Frances, Aunt. It's clear that plenty of Americans are anxious to get to their camps and favorite fishing spots in northwestern Ontario. Hundreds of vehicles were lined up Monday morning on the U.S. side of the border crossing between Fort Frances and International Falls, Minnesota. At 11 a.m., the Canada Border Services Agency estimated there was a 7-hour wait time. Video posted to Facebook by Tricia Heibel, president of the International Falls Chamber of Commerce, showed a line of vehicles backed up for blocks. In an interview, Heibel described the scene as just wild. She said the first car showed up around 4 p.m. Sunday, 8 hours before the Canadian border was opened to fully vaccinated U.S. citizens. Heibel said she finds the sense of urgency to travel to Canada, on day one, somewhat surprising. However, she noted that calls to her office from people wanting information about the border reopening ramped up sharply last month after Ottawa announced it would do so on August 9. The Canada Border Services Agency reported a 2-hour wait time Monday at the crossing at Rainy River and Baudette, Minnesota. At the Pigeon River crossing south of Thunder Bay, observers reported only a trickle of vehicles. The border crossing at Fort Frances and International Falls is historically the busiest crossing in the Northwest. TB Newswatch asked the CBSA if it has brought in extra staff to accommodate the volume. In a statement, it said it continuously monitors traveler volumes and wait times to adjust staffing levels during peak travel periods in order to minimize processing times. The CBSA is taking required and appropriate measures and maximizes resources to manage the border, including all new mandated health controls, it said. The statement added that travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time due to the enhanced public health measures. Travelers can check the CBSA website for estimated border wait times at select land ports of entry. Heibel said she hopes the U.S. government will soon match Canada's decision to reopen the border. We are absolutely hoping that is reciprocated soon. Admittedly, we were a little disappointed when the U.S. extended the closure until at least August 21. By the end of the month, we hope we have more traffic moving back and forth. She said it's not just anglers and campers but a lot of families who are anxious to travel so they can see their loved ones on the other side of the border. It feels long overdue. It feels a little surreal to have it reopened, Heibel said, adding that she's glad for the northwestern Ontario resort operators who can once again welcome their U.S. guests. Meanwhile, the border crossing at Sault Ste. Marie was backed up at times today, with more personal vehicles like cars, pickups and RVs than have been seen on the international bridge in some time. It joined border crossings across the country in opening to non-essential travel from the United States for the first time in well over a year. The Canadian Border Services Agency website was at times showing 2-hour wait times for travelers, while commercial traffic was slowed with a 3-hour wait.